Parashat Lech Lecha introduces us to Avram Avinu. In the first words, we hear Hashem telling Avram famously are, Lech Lecha, me'artzecha, umi moladetecha, umi beit avicha. Avram is challenged to give up, to abandon the triplicate of his land, his birthplace, and his father's home. And of course, we understand the challenge of this, a person to disassociate themselves from their past, very difficult, a real nisayon. But one who reads the psukim right before in the end of Parashat Noach, I think sees a major question. If you look at the end of Parashat Noach, when Terach, we're introduced to Terach and his three sons, we're told, Vayikach Terach et Avram bino, v'et Lot ben Haran ben bino, v'et Sarai kalato eshet Avram bino, v'yitzu itam eur kazdim lalechet arza Kanan. We're told that Terach took Avram and his family to go to Canaan. Now, we're told that on the way they got to Haran, they stopped there, but it was Terach's intention to go to Canaan. So why is it such a great nisayon for Avraham to be told to go to Canaan if that's where his father was taking him in the first place? Why is it portrayed as him abandoning his past if all he was doing was merely realizing his father's wishes and destiny? I think the answer to this question hinges on appreciating the formulation of God's tzivui to Avram. Though Hashem wanted Avram to go to Eretz Canaan, he didn't tell him. All he told him is what he needed to abandon. And where was he headed? El Haaretz Asher Areka. Why did Hashem not tell Avram that he was going to Canaan? Well, on a simple level, one can say, Avram should be willing to follow God anywhere. But once you read the psukim in the end of Noach, you appreciate it even more. Hashem was ultimately taking Avram to the very place his father had wanted him to go in the first place. But Avram had to be willing to follow God anywhere, even if that place would be different from the place his father had wanted to take him in the first place. And I think there's a huge lesson here in the whole question of how a person is meant to relate to their parents and the degree of them being a continuation of their parents' dreams and destinies. On the one hand, God doesn't want to take us in a different direction that goes against the good things our parents intended for us. On the other hand, being an individual Eved Hashem, means the willingness to follow God wherever that may be, even if it requires us to separate from everything we've been led along, even if it would require a rupture with our past. We have to be willing to follow God anywhere. But in the end, God wants us to realize our past and be a continuation of that and be a realization of that. Lech Lecha is finding ourselves by following God, who in the end wants us to continue where we come from, but out of a commitment to Him, whatever the destiny may be. Shabbat Shalom.